Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast today going to be partly cloudy, warm, high near 84 degrees. Kenosha 71 at this hour, 65 in Burlington, Milwaukee 72, and it is still 73 degrees in Racine. Residents in Mount Pleasant still cannot park their boats, campers, and trailers in front of their homes. The village board rejecting proposed changes that would have allowed them up to 40 feet in driveways. After a debate that started last year, several proposed changes, rejection, and public hearings, the 6-1 board vote last night maintains the complaint-driven status quo. Trustee Gary Fee saying he's never received as many calls and emails on a subject, with 98% favoring no changes. He thinks it's a curb appeal kind of issue.
I think the idea that if you have a neighbor that has one in his driveway and it doesn't bother you because you're not selling your house, no reason to drive around and tell everybody, yep, gotta move it. But if the not changing the ordinance causes that demand, fine and dandy. The bottom line is, our ordinance right now states no parking your trailer in your driveway in the front of your house.
Only two members of the public spoke, one in favor of the change, one against. The board also rejected the Plan Commission's call to put the issue before voters in a referendum. 930 Washington Avenue in Racine looks like there will not be a redevelopment project there. A gas station convenience store was proposed. The reason, the applicant's request for a liquor license gets rejected by the Public Safety and Licensing Committee due to existing license density, and the city has a quota. The agenda item listed a petition to exceed the Class A quota limit, but Deputy City Attorney Nicole Larson suggested petition requirements with other qualifying information a little bit lacking.
The petition shall include a business plan of operation and the relevant experience, background, and signatures of the individual, partners or directors, officers, and agent of a corporation or limited liability company, as well as the signature of the owner or owners of the building or land, and any and all other information required in Section 6-54.
The project developer said the needed material, as they understood it, was submitted on what he kept mentioning was a new million-dollar development for the city.
We're trying to make it easy for the customer to walk in, to put some gas, to put a loaf of bread, they want a milk, and if they want to have a, you know, six-pack, here it is. We're trying to bring everything convenient to the customer. We're not bringing anything else. And I can't see any other reason to deny that.
The developer declined comment afterward, but said during the meeting they'll have to hold the development until a liquor license becomes available under the quota system. The H.H. Gregg store at Regency Mall in Racine, not the only one closed in southeast Wisconsin. The electronics and appliance retailer also announcing closures of stores in Greenfield and Brown Deer. Two other locations in Wisconsin and one in Illinois also shutting down. Employees reportedly being given the opportunity to work at other H.H. Gregg stores. Space at Regency Mall is going to be redone to house a Bob's Discount Furniture store. In Kenosha, the Public Works Committee supports a settlement agreement with a contractor that put in the faulty Dream Playground service, which of course led to the facility's closure back in March. After a closed session with Mayor John Antaramian for over an hour, Alderman David Bogdala said that his committee had some questions about the original installation cost being $163,000, but the city's replacement price tag, that is, $588,000.
What we have asked for and what we're hoping to have between now and Monday is we want to show the comparison of what we're going to get. And so there'll probably be some additional backup that will be provided to the committee and council to show the differences. I think there's a need for that. I just feel that as chairman of Public Works, we need to make sure that everybody understands, you know, some of the differences are.
Meanwhile, the same issue sailed through the Parks Commission meeting without the need for a closed session. Primary election day in Wisconsin, the state elections board with a couple of things that you need to know before you head off to the polls today to help set the ballot for the November election. WRJN's Janet Hoff has some of those issues.
Topping the list, that a photo ID will be needed to get a ballot. Recent court decisions do not affect that requirement in today's election. Secondly, you are being reminded you can vote in only one party's primary, not, for example, a Democrat in one race and a Republican in another. The third thing to know is that you can find your polling place with the mobile-friendly myvote.wi.gov website, which contains every polling site in the state. The fourth thing to know is that you should leave political items at home. Voters can be asked to leave a polling site if it's determined they are electioneering or creating a disturbance. And finally, you're being asked to consider becoming a poll worker. The polls are open today from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
You made no references to the primary today. First District Congressman and House Speaker Paul Ryan talking to workers at Racine's A&E Tools for what was billed as a town hall meeting. Friendly crowd of about 75 employees talked about things like the need to reform the tax code, cut regulations, keep the doors open on trade, also opposing the Trans-Pacific Partnership. But one note of interest, he predicted that the new Amazon Fulfillment Center in Kenosha will eventually employ 5,000 workers. Right now, he says, the company has about 2,500.
We are located well in the country in the right place, but they found a stable business climate. And that's one of the reasons why we think we are able to attract big employers like that, and we're trying to get more.
Congressman Ryan also making a stop at a Pleasant Prairie manufacturer. Governor Scott Walker is accepting applications for an upcoming vacancy on the bench in Racine County, where Judge Gerald Patak announced recently he would be retiring in January. Applications from anybody interested in filling that vacancy must be received at the governor's office by 5 p.m. Friday, August 26th. The person selected by the governor would be up for an election in April of 2018 if he or she chooses to run. A Caledonia couple, 45-year-old James and 43-year-old Tracy Wendt, facing drug-related charges for the alleged sale of marijuana and mushrooms out of their home. The Racine County District Attorney's Office issuing charges of possession with intent to deliver near a park and maintaining a drug trafficking place. Tracy Wendt also accused of intimidating a witness. The couple going to be back in court next week. Mount Pleasant Village Board will have a public hearing August 22nd on whether to amend, cancel, or confirm the assessments for the Highway V Water and Sewer Project well before the deadline for residents to contest their assessments. A time for that hearing has still not been set. It's expected to be held, though, before the regular board meeting that night. Another meeting of the Racine Executive Committee scheduled sometime today, second in less than a week, and while the subject matter is listed on the agenda, the time for the meeting is nowhere to be found. It is scheduled for room 303 at City Hall. It is to be a discussion to, quote, address Machinery Row, unquote. No time, however, on the agenda. Room 303, the same location from last night, in which the Finance Committee had a closed session at the end of their meeting, the open session, which was believed to have been related to the possibility of the Milwaukee Bucks Developmental League team maybe coming to Racine. The agenda for that closed session did not specifically list the subject matter, though, and nobody's talking about it. And a Racine County Board resolution for formally accepting a $90,000 Fund for Lake Michigan grant toward what are called riparian buffers to reduce sediment and silting approved by the group last night. Also a resolution for a budget line item in reference to selling the new county flag and the proceeds from it, helping the Sheriff's Department's Honor Guard. That resolution was actually defeated at the recommendation of Supervisor Monty Osterman for procedural reasons. And no discussion on a resolution needed to certify the Racine County Revolving Loan Fund Plan and send that on to the federal government. Supervisor Q.A. Shakur, chairman of the Finance Committee, said one of those things that they had to do.
The Revolving Loan Fund is being operated in accordance with the policies and procedures contained within the RFL. There's been a total of 72 loans made to 61 different companies, and this dates back to the early 90s. And from that, 455 jobs have been created and 188 have been retained.
And coming up in a couple of weeks, the Racine County Board will be dealing with a resolution to use up to $85,000 from the contingency account to pay for the concrete chunks hauled up from Waukegan to Mount Pleasant and the Lake Bluff erosion problem and toward economic support studies, including a downtown Racine arena and maybe the Bucks D-League team. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.